I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories, our award-winning history series featuring Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
February is Black History Month, and the University of Kentucky is celebrating the 70th anniversary of the desegregation of its campus.
The Nunn Center has been collecting oral histories on the history of the University of Kentucky since the very beginning of our existence. And many of those projects and interviews feature interviews with that first generation of students to come in after the desegregation of the University of Kentucky. We also have 10 interviews that had been conducted with Lyman T. Johnson.
And Lyman T. Johnson was the first African-American student to set foot on the UK campus. And you know, obviously, why was that?
Kentucky had a law on the books called the Day Law, and the Day Law specified that students of different races could not be taught in the same classroom. The Day Law had been challenged before Lyman T. Johnson's case. Essentially, the University of Kentucky kept setting up these satellite programs at Kentucky State University in Frankfort for the African-American students to attend.
But that, of course, changed around 1949.
So Lyman Johnson brought a lawsuit against the University of Kentucky that basically specified that the facilities that were being provided to African-American students in these classes were separate, but they were not equal. And he won.
But now we have some newly discovered audio.
23 additional interviews that have been conducted with Lyman T. Johnson. Waithall wrote the book, The Rest of the Dream, The Black Odyssey of Lyman Johnson. And it was written based on a series of these 23 sessions that he conducted in 1979. And they're not really a chronology of events in these new interviews. They're more philosophical discussions that are pretty powerful.
If this wasn't a very rather frightful time in your life when around the late 40s and early 50s, when McCarthyism was rampant, and you were an agitator.
Yes. Well, you see, one of the best ways to hush up a person in those days, and it's not used much, but it's very effective even now, is to refer to a person that you don't like as a communist. And the next thing after they label you a communist, they therefore assume that you're guilty because they themselves labeled you a communist. Then the next thing they throw at you is, if you don't like this country, why don't you leave it? My tack is not to back down off of my principles and my beliefs and the things I have confidence and trust in, not to back down, but to simply say, you say I'm a communist, prove it. Second, when you say, if I don't like this country, why don't I leave it? Then my classic illustration is that if my house is leaking, I don't get mad at it and leave it. Right. I just get the ladder and get me some tools, and I get up on the house, and I patch the leak. Mm-hmm. I say, and that's what I'm going to do for my country. I love it. I like it. And when I see its imperfections, I'm not going to get mad at it and leave it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get mad at the imperfections.
Isn't that a danger in nationalism, this idea of love it or leave it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't criticize anything.
I've said any number of times that leads to provincialism. It leads to a false position, a false sense of your position in society. When you believe so much in the rightness of your own little concepts. First, you start with your race, your nation, then your race, then your club, then your family, and then even in your family, you think, even my brother and my sister and my mother and my father, maybe they're all crazy. Maybe I'm the only one who's got any sense at all. You just think everybody else is, you're the soldier who thinks everybody else is out of step. And you don't know yourself.
You really get a chance to take a trip inside the mind of Lyman T. Johnson.
Words that ring true even today.
And these interviews are all available online.
Yes, KentuckyOralHistory.org. They're part of the Waithall Papers, Interviews with Lyman T. Johnson.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories.
Thanks for having me.